Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. Well, today I came back to Psalm 51. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Something I have noticed in my years of serving the Lord in ministry is that sometimes we use fancy language in our prayers to God. I wonder why. At times it could sound as if we're trying to make a good impression on the Lord or before the Lord. While at other times we are direct and brutally honest in our prayers, confessing our sins with a broken heart because we know we have failed him. Why do we do this? Why do we play this game with God? Why don't we just open our hearts to the Lord and be sincere from the start and always? Do we think that God is that naive? Do we think God doesn't know what's going on in our lives and hearts? Psalm 51 is a brutal, honest prayer. The psalmist was involved in some things, and this psalm was written in response to and after David had gone to Bathsheba and committed adultery, and Nathan, the prophet, had confronted him. The psalmist describes sin as the greatest stain on his life. He knows what sin has done is to mess up the beauty of what God created in his life. That is the nature of sin. It always messes up our lives, plain and simple. Most of us know that sin is offensive to God and it needs to be washed away. That is the only solution for us to get clean and right with God. And just assuredly, sin stains a person's life, yet God has the power to wipe our lives clean over and over as we go to him. The psalmist prays for forgiveness, asking God to cleanse him and make his life beautiful again. The honesty of his confession is possible because he trusts in God and knows that God will hear and forgive him. Many of us know the same thing because of the grace that Jesus has shown us on the cross. So we can always pray to God with brutal honesty, confessing the stain of our sin and asking God to purify our lives and our hearts. That should always be our goal when we have messed up. Yet sometimes we tend to play the games with God, and in the end, we get caught. We will pay the price unless we seek for his forgiveness, and that, my loved ones and friends, is a fact. You see, God promises to cleanse us and make us beautiful again when we are sincere and come to him seeking that forgiveness. He knows our hearts. God promises to take away our guilt and shame and to renew our spirits. I want my spirit renewed just like everyone else, and I think we need that lifting up by him. Our honest confession is met with God's faithful grace and love every time for every situation most of us will ever find ourselves in. David's confession is an example of what the Lord wants to hear from us if we have sinned. Hear my Lord, I confess I did this or that, and I'm seeking for your mercy. Have mercy on me. Then David begs the Lord to clean up his life, recognizing that the sinful condition has been taking place for some time. So what about our lives? Is there a place and time where we need to get on our knees and seek for his loving grace to fill us and clean us? Is there a place or time when we should ask what David asked, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Lord, I want to be close to you. I need you to be close to me. I think because of the world in which we live, that time comes more often than not. So what will we do? Well, that's each and every one of our own choice, what we do. I pray you'll just call upon him. He loves you. And he's waiting to hear from you today. Prayer list, Dallas starts his new job Monday, so praise the Lord for that. Continue praying that for Ruth and Pat Fox's husband and Grace Erskine and Juanita Hitt. All are doing well after their surgeries. Continue to pray for that friend of Christine's, a pastor where she's an interpreter at the Yamhill County Courthouse, and he's got a young person needs our prayers. Afton Ainsworth needs our prayers, and others who are shut-ins. Those battling cancer, those battling other physical illnesses, our missionary, our nation, our church, and our families. Just spend a few moments in prayer, and then God bless you and have a great day.